Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant. We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliated Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And tonight's sponsor is men who hate getting their hair cut and their wives telling them they must get their hair cut or else. You can also find us at it's9yearolds.com. You can also find our pop-up shop on Zazzle, keyword AMC Press pop-up shop. Our Twitter handles are AMC Press 31, AMC Press News, which can be found on it's9yearolds.com. So, yes. Men and loving men hating to get their hair cut.
Oh.
And becoming irate.
You're irate because you spent $50 on a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
First off,
boy,
what?
Boy,
it's like $50 on a haircut in the first place.
Right. It's called. He must have went to a very nice salon.
Yeah.
He charged $50.
Yeah.
And becoming irate over the cost of a haircut.
Like, how come?
Hmm. I guess this only means that it must be, then A could have been a bad haircut, or it could have just been not the person's alley.
But yet he went in there. He became enraged and threw items around, too.
Then I wonder if he was just pissed off for some odd reason, or maybe he wasn't getting any loving at home, or
getting any
wise, or any of that sort of stuff.
Hubba.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yes. It means someone isn't. It means he's probably not going to get any.
Nope.
Believe that.
You
haircut. I wonder if it was a terrible haircut or if he was just if he was just wanting to cause a big old
want to cause a scene? Well, congratulations, sir. You have caused a scene.
Yes. Which means it could be very interesting. I could only imagine
like I'm gonna spend $50 for a hair. I didn't realize it was $50. I'm just going. I'm gonna throw a fit like a 5-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No.
Nah, that doesn't become anyone, especially a grown man.
I can see if you got like. I can see if you got out of school, but. A kid, there's school children who
right.
do your hair are amazing, by the way.
Right. I can only imagine the first meeting a child like, you know me, I didn't like my haircut.
Maybe nobody likes your haircut.
Mm-hmm. Sorry about that.
Forgot that was on.
Oh, God.
But live radio. He also goes on to kick a hole in a salon wall, became hostile towards staff and customers, and threw a candle display and other items, then left.
Wow. Then
he returned there and demanded his hair to be fixed, but the salon refused.
Wow.
Well, of course they're not going to fix your hair after that display.
No, yeah.
Like what? You want your hair to turn blue?
Maybe that's what he wanted. Maybe he wanted his hair to turn blue.
What? They're like one of those ice pops.
Mm. Yes. Oh, yes.
Like, I'm going to kick a hole in the wall, and guess what? It'll cost a lot more than $500 now.
Yeah. How about we get going to our next story, which I hope Red Hood comes on.
Wherever he might be.
Yes.
Oh, where has Red Hood gone? We don't know. Help explain young workers. Here's an alternative to internships at work.
Yeah, now I think that this could cause somewhat of a controversy. because of the fact that there has to be some sort of way that people could get paid to do what learning to do something, or actually get something in return. So,
I need to turn it on tonight.
Yeah.
That should be stop exploiting young workers. Here's an alternative.
Yeah.
They want paid internships at work.
Right. And I think now people are going, we want to get paid for working, even if it is an internship, because of how the job market is.
Yeah, that job market could be better. It could be.
Yeah.
We're getting there, but not quite. We can do so much.
Yeah.
It's the experience. Like,
and when people don't have the experience or are unable to do, it definitely makes things a challenge.
Oh, definitely.
No matter how you swing it.
So, you know, no matter how you slice it, it's going to be definitely going to be a challenge.
Yeah. It's like we all go through things, but when there's times that aren't the best, makes you really think and question what goes on, and not go and make it seem like a huge thing.
Exactly.
Where people, yes, we all want to be paid. Yes, that's all true. But I think paid internships could also lead to employment by the company.
I mean, you don't have to get a job like you. There's also alternatives to. So even though you don't get paid, you get that experience.
Right.
And when you get that job, your salary actually goes up because you got that
right.
Funding.
Right. I think it also puts into perspective companies who take unpaid internships and they profit off of them too. Profit off of every single person that goes through there.
Yep.
And not going in a way that is best. Because people do work because they want to create a better life, but they also want to have some sort of something to help them too.
But it's like when you sit around all day, like it really gets boring after a while.
Yeah.
So your schedule's all thrown off, like. And we got
and Red Hood hopefully is coming on. If not, it's okay. Jude, I'm sure he would like to weigh in on this.
Because
I'm sure he would weigh in, would like to weigh in on. Because I wouldn't be surprised if he's could have a better viewpoint on this too.
Yeah, because I really don't know.
Yeah. It's something that I didn't have that opportunity, but I'm sure having someone who could possibly have had an opportunity of that nature could have better better shed light on this as well.
Yeah, because I really have no idea.
Right. I'm just hoping he comes because, sure, his viewpoint will probably be would be interesting to hear. So, this is really this makes things kind of interesting.
Yeah.
For both of us. I just think that whatever the case may be, students should be able to get equal compensation for what they're doing.
Except.
Is that something that it would change a lot of people's lives? Oh, I guess time will tell.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to people going and getting degrees and then wanting something to gain the experience too, and also be compensated as well. And just more or less thinking this is definitely interesting.
Our apologies for stalling tonight.
Yes. Yeah, it's been one of those kinds of days.
It's been one of them days for sure.
So, it's not like we enjoy stalling, it's just a matter of...
We're trying to come up with stuff here.
And having an interesting week, which I'm not going to get into, puts things into a perspective that is just what it is. And you can't really... There's...
As they say, you just gotta roll with punches.
Yeah. That's what counts. So, that's what should matter.
Okay.
And not anything else. Rolling with those punches, rolling with the things that life hands you. It's something that we all learn and have to grow from. And that's a major part of life, too.
Exactly.
You can't deny that. It becomes a thing of going, you're now getting to do things probably would have never done too. And when it comes to you doing stupid things, how interesting can it be that man could create a dating site for his own needs? Is that really the best use of creating a dating site? I don't know about you, but it's a little strange and... when it comes down to it. And I think tonight, since we're just getting back in the swing of things and Mondays are never fun, we will end it for now.
Yeah.
As it's a 20-minute show, we apologize. It's just, Mondays are never
the best. Yeah, Mondays are definitely hard, for sure.
Yeah. So we'll be back tomorrow. And Redhood will most likely be on. Thank you for listening in for either short podcast. Continue to listen in and have a